My text for tonight's message, short message, is the passage that was read by Pastor Greg earlier from Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. I've already pretty much introduced what this passage is about during the children's sermon. The choice of the first deacons, as we understand them, came about really as a result of a problem prompted by success. The church was successful. It grew. And the church was committed to meeting the needs of its people, in particular those who had the greatest need and the least opportunity to provide for themselves, and that was the widows. Those who were widows indeed. That is, they had no one to depend on. There was no welfare state. There was no Social Security administration. There was no one to provide for them. And so the church, following the Lord's instruction to love our neighbor as ourselves, took it upon themselves to provide for them. And a situation came up where that created a problem. I'm going to read it again, even though Pastor Greg just read it a little while ago. Now, in these days when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. You had two groups of Jewish Christians. The church was primarily Jewish. You had those who were from the outside region, Hellenist Greeks. That is, they primarily spoke Greek, had adopted Greek culture, but they were Jews. But then you had the Hebraists, the Hebrew Jews, those who had stayed in the Promised Land primarily, spoke Aramaic or Hebrew more. And what happened was those who were Hellenists felt like their widows were being overlooked. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the spirit of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. So what we see here is a problem that resulted in an addition of people to serve. And so we see three results from this incipient deacon ministry. And that's what I want us to look at very briefly tonight. The three results were, first of all, the unification of the church. There was a division in the church, not a division of labor, which is a good thing, but a division among the believers. Some felt like they were being slighted, or their widows were being slighted, and so they came this grumbling in the church, as if you can imagine that. But anyhow, occasionally that happens. As a church grows, problems arise, right? You know how to get rid of people problems? Get rid of people, right? As long as there are people, there are going to be problems. I would rather have the problems associated with people than the problems associated with not having people. So the problem here was a genuine need, and that was to care for the widows. And the apostles who were serving at that time as what we would call pastors, elders, they said, you know, it's not beneath us to wait on tables. It's not that we feel like we're too good to do that. But the need is so great, and our responsibilities, our primary responsibilities, lie elsewhere. And so they presented this idea to the church on how to address this care issue. They said, "Pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the spirit of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty," whom we will, NIV says, set over this task. It's not that the 7 then did all of the serving, but they were responsible to make sure that it got done. And what was the result? Well, in verse 5, we read this, "And what they said pleased the whole gathering." When you can say anything or do anything that pleases the whole church, it is of God. It is a movement of God. So it brought about a unification of the church. The second result was the emancipation of the pastors or the elders. The apostles at this point were serving, as I said, in the role of what we would call pastors, elders. They had, up to this point, as part of the responsibility, been serving, overseeing the care of these widows. But as the congregation grew, it simply became too much for them to do and take care of their primary responsibilities. Biblically, a pastor's responsibility, primary responsibility, is clear and simple. It is to shepherd the sheep primarily through feeding the congregation the Word of God. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, Paul expresses it like this when he talks about the gifts of people that God has given to lead the church. He writes, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers, pastors, teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ. God has given leaders to equip so that then the ministry can be done. Pastor, teachers, equip the saints to do ministry. According to Acts 6, the apostles saw their primary responsibility in doing that, their primary task in praying and giving themselves to the Word of God. Recent surveys in the church today have indicated that when you take congregational expectations as well as church needs, that the average pastor has more than 100 responsibilities that he's supposed to attend to regularly. Paul Powell, who was for many years a pastor in the Southern Baptist Convention, wrote this: while the prophet Jonah was swallowed by a whale, today's modern day prophet is nibbled to death by 1,000 minnows of interruption. Some of us can understand that. The apostles were getting to that point. They were getting to the point where doing one good thing was preventing them from doing a better thing that they had been called to do. And so they said, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of spirit and wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. And they did. And just as the 7 chosen in Acts 6, so today deacons serve the church by freeing up the pastors, the elders, to do what God has called and equipped them to do. And I'm here to say our deacons do a wonderful job of that, and I thank the Lord for them. So the consequence, the result of this ministry was unification of the church, the emancipation of the pastors, the elders, but then thirdly, the multiplication of believers, disciples. And that's really what we're after, right? Notice verse 6, these they set before the apostles. They it says what they said pleased the whole gathering. Verse 5, they chose these 7 men. I'm not going to try to read their names again. And these they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase. And the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. A biblical church provides for the feeding of the flock through the pastors and the care of the church through the deacons. When these two things are in place, as they were here in Jerusalem, God blesses with the kind of growth that the Lord desires. It was the spreading of the Word of God that resulted in the number of disciples continuing to increase. And the reason why the Word of God could spread was because the apostles' hands were freed to do what God had called them to do. And so we continue the practice of recognizing the two biblical offices given to the church as being pastors, elders, and deacons.